You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vote for your favorite Cleveland Browns players to the 2015 Pro Bowl in Arizona by visiting clevelandbrowns.com. Vote now, vote often. We bark together, dog pounds. Go back to the phones. We wrap up our first hour. Rodney on his cell. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I just would like to say that I kind of figured Pettine was going to go with Hoyer.
I did too.
Just because of, you know, he has a winning record and all. And I like Hoyer, but he has been so inconsistent lately that it's just been terrible. But Hoyer also knows that this is his last chance. And if he doesn't show any kind of improvement in this game, Manziel is going to end up taking over for the rest of the season, which I think everybody is all for. We got to see moving forward what we got and Manziel for the next year and in the future. And I also would like to say for the caller that kind of downed on Manziel, evidently he doesn't listen to you guys every day. He doesn't hear the stories about how good he's doing in camp and how progressed he has come along the way that he has. I'm a huge Manziel fan, and I can't wait for him to get in there to show everybody up.
I do want to just react to the caller's decision. Is I don't think that this organization at this point, having Johnny Manziel under contract for 4, potentially 5 years, is in any hurry to see what Johnny can do.
He's still 21. He turns 22 on Saturday.
He's still 21. He turns 22 on Saturday, but you've committed a first-round draft pick to him already, so you like him enough to use that pick. You're committed enough to him to make that pick that I don't feel in this situation, which you are in a playoff, that the team has to feel obligated to see what he can do. You have all offseason, and you have next season. And I think at this point, that is a lot of the bearing as well that Coach Pettine has is, I can't guarantee that I'll get this, even though we should return as we grow as a team and the culture has changed, to get back to playoff situations and playoff appearances and potential Super Bowls here in Cleveland. Is you're guaranteed nothing in this league. And I think at this point, Coach Pettine, as you said, you know, he's choosing to dance with who he brought initially, instead of dumping it for the hot one on the corner who you're not really, you know, sure about. So in this case, I think it's just a safety issue for Coach Pettine and a sense of comfort that he gets as opposed to the unknown.
Want to also update you guys. Gary Barnage, Isaiah Crowell, neither practicing, both riding bikes off to the side today for the Cleveland Browns. Could provide a little more insight why Sean Drone was signed to be the running back and added to the 53-man roster when Miles Austin was placed on injured reserve. Also, not surprised, the receiver position actually getting a little bit crowded there because you had Miles Austin, Hawkins, Gabriel, Benjamin, Gordon. Josh Gordon, Marlon Moore, and Rodney Smith, 7 active receivers on the 53, which was a lot considering that Moore was a specialist kind of anyway as a kick returner there. All right, 216-578-0850. Let's go now on the phones to our guy, Morgan, or girl, Morgan in Wisconsin.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking
the call.
What's up,
Morgan? Good.
Hey, I got a couple of points. I want to kind of come at this from a common sense standpoint. Brian Billick made a fantastic point the other day and said that he knows what Brian Hoyer is. In a game that you guys have talked about how we're going to need points, unless the defense plays the most lights-out effort of their entire life, we're probably not going to win this game with 15 to 20 points. So in Brian Hoyer's career, I don't feel that he's ever demonstrated, even going back to Michigan State, that he's capable of putting up the kind of points consistently that we're going to need to be competitive with the top-tier teams that are in the places where we want to get to. And, you know, the caller, you know, people who have said that Johnny Manziel's, you know, this or that, I think if you look at it realistically, I mean, that kid has won every place he has ever gone and been successful at anything he has ever done anywhere since day one. You know, I think he represents the potential to explode, to do more. You know, Brian Hoyer.
I think, you know, this week we would have said the same thing. I think we agreed. Obviously, it is, you know, this is the decision of Mike Pettine. This is the decision of the Browns organization right now to go ahead and stick with the known rather than the unknown. I think there's no question that ultimately Johnny Manziel plays a brand of football that lends itself to higher highs and perhaps lower lows. So, you know, it's not going to be quite as easy. We will see what happens there. But, yeah, this is, you're going to need to score points to beat this Colts team. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it.
And that is that in itself is the reason why I was such an advocate for the potential of Johnny Manziel at the quarterback. Is that unknown? That unknown is not interceptions and falling on his face. That unknown is an offensive explosion because of the uncertainty that he brings to the football field and also to the confusion that he can cause on the defensive side of the ball for the Colts.
When we come back, Michael Redguy will be in for me. I'm heading off to tape Sunday Strategy, which you can see tonight on Sports Time Ohio. And we will kick off right at 2 o'clock with Mike Pettine's press conference in its entirety, announcing the decision to stay with Brian Hoyer as the starting quarterback for the Browns this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. I feel that you can shift the tide that sticks around.